T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us today, man? Sorry about that. I didn't realize we got rolling with
you
Kyle
got,
there.
You got crabbed.
Had a lot to talk about with the Dolphins. Anyway, what do you have for
us? Great. All right, Urban Meyer was trending on Twitter yesterday. Did you guys hear what he got caught saying?
Anything.
Like,
hey,
NFL's
one thing
like
about it.
Alabama every week.
Yeah, anything you say about Herb is going to make news, right? This
he
is
just,
all new to him.
He sucks.
He doesn't suck.
Like, this thing is so silly. What a bad hire to begin with. Like, why would you think Urban Meyer would be a good coach?
There's still a lot of people out there. I talked to some guys over the weekend.
Hire.
Think he's still going to take the USC job. And
yeah,
I
very well may. Jacksonville. What a joke.
What do you think this thing was just going
to – I don't know.
Did he think it was just going to be like the Big Ten in Ohio State? I think day one, like, all right, we're here. We win. No.
So silly, that whole situation. All right, speaking of weird situations here, did you see the Timberwolves fired their GM yesterday?
They did.
For kind of no apparent reason?
Oh, well, there got to be a reason. Why?
Carl Anthony Towns came on Twitter and just typed WTF.
Yeah,
like,
saw
I don't
that.
Think the players know. I think NBA training camp opens up like next week.
It does,
doesn't it? Like,
did you see the transition
Monday
for the new ownership? Like, what it's with Alex and the other guy? 20% ownership this year goes up to 40 after next season, and then by the season after that, they'll own 60% of the team.
That's when they'll be in Seattle. I was wondering, trying to figure out when they're going to be in Seattle.
So they were even explaining, oh, new owners and the new group taking over, they're going to change and put their own guys in there. But I did.
That's okay. Anthony Edwards doesn't even know who A-Rod
right,
is. That wasn't even the whole point of the story. The point of the story was the Timberwolves sent out a press release, like an official press release about the GM, and he spelled their team name wrong.
Ugh.
Timberwolves.
Oof.
Someone needs to be fired.
Mixed up
for that,
the V
huh?
and the L.
Not good. That's not good.
Just imagine like those guys at the Heat who are like so buttoned up, like Tim or Rob or one of those guys or Nick. Like,
Miami,
imagine they sent
Miami
out
height.
A press release with
when you talk about
wrong.
When you talk about the Timberwolves, do me a favor, don't mention anything with the Miami Heat.
I'm sorry.
They both play in the NBA, but
that's
what they have in common, right?
It's like the Heat's PR staff is one of the best in town, and
Tim sending out a release.
Like I see
Miami
a Timberwolves
Heat.
Press release with the team name spelled wrong. It's like, wow.
You're right about that comment you made, too. Those guys starting with Tim is
They do a really nice job
fantastic.
Over there. And we'll see them next week.
That's right.
What else you got?
All right. With The Athletic.
Oh, what you want me to say? Okay,
know,
we're
I
going.
I don't know if you were going to keep going there. The Athletic is for sale, perhaps, once again here. They are looking for $750 million. They have hired an investment bank, Lion Tree, to represent them here. Now, it's also not 100% sure that they're looking to just flat out sell. They might also be looking to raise some more money as well. The Athletic is doing pretty well. Their 2021 revenue is projected to be at $80 million, which is a 50% year-over-year jump. They are projecting $120 million in 2022.
I have talked to some of those guys, and the markets that do well, they keep them. And the markets that don't do well and people aren't buying them,
all right, done.
They get rid of them.
Yep.
They haven't done very well in this town is what I'm saying.
And for $750 million, you can own it. I know you don't have that kind of money, Joe. I know you don't have that.
I don't have
You'd have to sell a few houses for that one.
I'm broke, okay? I'm completely broke.
The Tahoe Mansion? You
yeah,
sell
if you
that?
Sell a couple of your homes, you
I'm
might
completely
be able to,
broke.
To get in on it. But
my name's Joe Rose, and I'm broke.
Sell
no, you
Draft
leave
Kings.
Me alone.
Sell to DraftKings. They buy everything.
Yeah. That's true. DraftKings does like to buy stuff. Maybe yeah, they could use a media outlet, right?
Right, why not?
This is real sad news in the boxing world here, guys. Riddick Bowe has been pulled from the Lamar Odom fight. Citing reasons of the fact that he might die in the ring.
Right. Let's watch the tape again for the Vander Holyfield fight and see how he did.
Yeah,
right?
No, they didn't come out and officially say that. But,
you're a bad guy. You're just a bad human being.
We got to stop, man. We got to stop putting 53-year-olds against 41-year-olds at right. the gym all night. Arena of all play, like right down the street from me.
The match is not going to take place because he might die in the ring from being out of shape.
I guess he just got knocked out by Vitor Belfort. I didn't see that fight, but I guess he was said he suffered a brutal technical knockout in that fight. Lamar Odom is still a big dude, right? I mean, he was big when he played. I assume he's.
Probably has
Lamar
a little,
needs
couple
to
pounds
go.
On
gotta
him.
Stop with,
needs
these,
to
with
keep,
these fights, man.
Lamar needs to just stop with the fights and start chasing around Chloe again.
He's going to try.
Tristan keeps messing up. Right. He needs to get back in there.
He can't sneak back in there.
We got to get real fights. He's got a shot. Like this Canelo fighting this bum where he's in minus 900 favorite. That's real.
It's going to be a good day when he gets knocked out too now.
Canelo?
Yes.
Wow.
Ooh, Victor's You're listening. You're anti-Vic, very angry. Huh?
On the chin, we'll see you again.
If you're not pro Canelo, you're anti Vic.
I mean, you know that's not going to happen, right?
You never know, man.
Yeah, you do.
One lucky punch, one that gets through.
I don't think so. Mm. All right, final story for you guys today. This was some good news and some bad news. Saturday Night Live will kick off its 47th season on NBC on October 2nd. I happen to enjoy the occasional Saturday Night Live. I assume, Joe, you're not up this late. Starts at like 11:30.
First of all. The greatest shows is Saturday Night Live.
Way past the where they
we
were.
We lost all the good ones. Yeah. Most of them are dead. But
okay, that's we not had some, true, but okay.
Most of,
a lot of them
the
are
really
dead.
Good ones are dead.
Right.
I wouldn't say most, I'd say some. Like Farley is
Belushi.
Belushi,
yeah.
Pretty right there,
There's
pretty
some good,
good
ones that are still alive, Sandler.
God, you always go to Sandler.
That's I love your, Sandler.
That's just guy. You got one guy.
That's
like
it.
You talk
Mike
about
Myers
that guy or your
SNL.
Wife.
What did you say I do?
Two people you talk about, your wife and Sandler. What else you have?
I have high hopes to meet him someday. Anyway, here is the lineup. Stop look. Don't look at him. Why don't you set that up for me? I set you up to meet Federer. Yeah. All right. October the 2nd will be Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
You don't know who that is, do you?
Yes, I do. I watch movies. What are you talking about?
October 9th, this is a very weird one. You'll like this. Kim Kardashian will host.
Wow. What are they going to do with that? That's going to be fun.
The only acting she's ever done was with that guy in that.
She was in the video
The sex
once,
tapes?
Right? Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to
say?
The sex
only
tapes?
Acting she's ever done.
We
as
think
far
there
as
might
I'm
be
aware.
A couple. I think there might be another one out there, and everybody's denying it.
October 16th will be Rami Malek.
Who's that?
He's the dude from. He plays the singer, the Freddie Mercury.
Oh, okay. I know
he's
that guy.
That guy.
Right.
And October 23rd, Jason Sudeikis.
Ah, Ted Lasso. Like that.
Joe doesn't watch Ted Lasso.
So good.
He's a bum.
That is such a good
show.
I'm
a bum.
It's like 30 minutes each episode, Joe.
You know, and no
How
matter what you do.
He had a long-ass flight to Vegas.
Let me tell you something, man.
Universally liked.
I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. There's nothing you can do or rip me today.
No, but put a couple of those Ted Lassos on that Watch him out there to Vegas. You might have a different feeling on Ted Lasso on the time you get
I'll
back.
Watch Lasso.
You're
when
going
I get a
out
chance.
And getting nuts, aren't you?
Working with you two, I may have to have. I may have to have an. I might.
Lamar
I might have
Odom
to have a little
want
hangover
want
Saturday morning.
Stay away from the ranch.
What do we call
stay
Lamar
away from the ranch when I get drunk?
Lamar's got
good
plans
idea.
He'll set you up there.
Stay All away right. from the ranch. Stay away from Lamar.
He'll get you out to the ranch.
And now that the fight
cocktail.
Is canceled, he could be heading back out to Vegas. Be careful.
That's great. My wife's listening right now, and you're talking about me going to a ranch.
I know she doesn't listen.
Your wife.
Would you go? Would you go to one of those places if you knew you wouldn't get caught? Would you go?
No. What are you, an ass clown?
Come on, Joe, admit it. He snuck that in there. Really? That was snuck in there.
That's the serious question you hit me with.
Joe,
at 7:57 in the morning,
you
big jerk. Hey,
like if you knew you had no chance to get caught, would you go?
It's your greatest word in question.
Your view.
You worded that perfectly.
Oh, man. Let's go to break. No shot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.